This is KPTZ in Port Townsend. So I'm Jim Burke, and my co-host today is Greg Brotherton, Commissioner, County Commissioner Greg Brotherton, and this is County Connections on KPTZ. Greg, how are you doing?
Yes. Doing well. It's a beautiful day. You know, it's not too hot today, so yeah. It's very nice.
Yes.
And I'm really glad to be joined today by Nicole Gauthier. Did I say that right?
You did.
Okay, good. And Debbie Yonke. And Nicole is the general manager of Jefferson Transit. And Debbie is the chair of our transit advisory group. And we've had a lot of change at Jefferson Transit over the last year, including most recently, we have two new board members, which is a real departure for Jefferson Transit. We've, you know, released a little bit of power, which is really hard to do, and brought in voices from the Port Townsend School District in John Nowak and the Quilstein School District in Vivian Kuehl, who both really cut their teeth as vital members of the transit advisory group, too. So we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how to become the next advisory board member, maybe by joining the advisory group. And I'll turn it over to Nicole, and she can talk a little bit about some of the, I mean, really, I think, almost complete turnover in the leadership roles in Jefferson Transit. And just tell us where we are and how we're doing.
Great. Thank you for having me, Greg. What an honor. But you're right, Jefferson Transit has seen a bit of a turnover as far as management. Our longtime general manager, Tammy Rupert, left us last year. She retired, well-deserved, as well as our finance manager, Sarah Crouch. So currently, I am the new general manager for Jefferson Transit. I started officially in that capacity in December of last year. And with that came a bunch of changes for our internal management. Miranda Nash moved over from our operations department into finance. So she's our finance manager. Amy Hall is our fixed route operations manager. Sarah Peck is our mobility operations manager. And Desiree Williams is our fleet and facilities manager. So lots of changes, lots of new perspectives, new ideas. It's a good team. It's a strong team, and I'm excited for the future of Jefferson Transit.
That's great. And I'm wondering, Debbie, if I think you would actually, the first time I ever spoke to you, you were advocating for expansion of the Transit Advisory Board when I was a newly elected official. And soon after that, the Transit Advisory Group was formed, and a lot of other great ideas have come from that group. Can you talk a little bit about the function that you guys serve and, you know, what's going on? How can people become involved in transit in Jefferson County?
Well, thank you, Greg. Oddly enough, a lot of people are a little intimidated by speaking to electeds and staff, but they will reach out to members of the community. And that's what I believe our purpose is in the Transit Advisory Group is to form outreach to the community to try to get people on the bus, for all the many reasons that you want to get people on the bus. So we had gone without a transit advisory group for years, as well as never expanding the board in 50 years or almost 50 years. And it was time, and the new leadership, including you, felt that we needed to have more equitable representation in our county because our authority board consisted of two city councilors and three county commissioners, one of whom is a District 1 commissioner. Well, that isn't very equitable representation for districts 2 and 3. And it's also very useful. I mean, which of you electeds have time to reach out to the schools, really? Isn't it better to have someone from the school districts talk about what our next generation needs in terms of transit? And so I'm very glad, even though you've stolen them from the authority group, the advisory group, I'm very glad that they are on the authority board. So I'm here to hopefully convince some of our listeners that maybe they would like to serve on the advisory group and help us further your mission.
And what does that entail? And actually, let's come back to the advisory group because there's a lot of exciting new directions that we've gone in. And I want to come back and kind of end on the advisory group and how that those people can help realize that vision. But I don't know, Nicole, you want to talk about some of the new programs and visions, the strategic direction that we're taking at Jefferson Transit?
Sure. You know, I think probably the most exciting, one of the most exciting changes that Jefferson Transit has embarked upon last year was reevaluating our fare policy, and fare being F-A-R-E. So what it costs to ride the bus. At the start of COVID, the Jefferson Transit Authority Board allowed Jefferson Transit to suspend fare collection. That allowed us to have members of the public board the bus from the rear, that way keeping a barrier between our essential drivers, our essential workers, our drivers, and the general public. Last year, Jefferson Transit requested the authority board to approve a new policy that allowed us to extend that fare policy and essentially to make Jefferson Transit fare free for the community. And I know what's on your mind, Greg, is why do we call it fare free or zero fare?
I like fare free.
Yes, Greg loves fare free, and I love to say zero fare. You know, within the industry, the transit industry, we really take the approach of zero fare because anyone who is shopping local within our community is essentially paying their fare. Jefferson Transit receives sales tax dollars to operate. So if you're spending money within our county, you are essentially paying your bus fare. So you'll see on our reader boards that it says zero fare. So currently all of our routes are zero fare except for our Kingston Express route. All youth in the county ride free on all of our services. So youth are allowed to ride the Kingston Express for zero fare, so no dollars.
And on any transit throughout the state, right?
Any transit agency throughout the state. However, if a transit agency did not go zero fare for youth, they were not eligible for the Move Ahead Washington money. So that was a big incentive for all transit agencies to adopt the zero fare policy for youth.
I never realized that there was that it was simply that we wanted to keep the bus drivers separated from the public, that's why we went fare free. That's brilliant. So simple. Have them come on and leave at the back of the bus. Wow.
And I mean, the fares, even in pre-pandemic, when ridership was higher, and we want to get people onto the bus now, but even then, fares amounted to what, 3% of our revenue? Something less than 10%, I know.
A little less than 3%. Wow. So Jefferson Transit didn't feel a large sting when it came to adopting that fare policy, that really the benefits of going zero fare provide equity throughout the county for all of our residents to be able to utilize public transit and not have to, you know, scrounge up $1.50 to get on the bus. They're just able to hop on and off the bus as they please.
I know Debbie also favors zero fare versus free fare, but I have to just make one public push. I mean, when you get on the bus, you're paying zero, right? So the fare is
zero. It's zero fare.
Zero fare. And then also that fare is free because zero is free, even if the bus ride itself is subsidized. As you know, I mean, our roads are free to drive on, but we all, through our property taxes and our gas tax, but support them.
And
but I would say
fair,
free use of the roads as far as
anybody who's riding is riding for free, right?
Yes. Except for the Kingston route. So
except for the
I don't
Kingston
know. What
route.
Do you think, Jim? You can settle this right now if you're, you know,
no, I don't want to get between you and Nicole on this one. No, if she wants zero fare, that's fine. If you want fare free, that's fine too. I mean, both of them sound very nice as a rider on the bus. I just want to point out that so the Transit Advisory Group is TAG.
Yes, TAG, we're it.
TAG, exactly. I know it's, and I'm sorry you lost members of your board to county government. I don't know how that worked, but
well, they were already in county government. They were school board members who were on in our group.
I see.
The rest of us are not able to move up to the authority board because the authority board is all electeds plus one union representative who is non-voting. So we can't move up, but we do need to replace them. So I'm hoping that we can recruit from the public that's interested in improving and advancing transit. One of the things we've discovered, and one of the things we're trying to do, is people don't know it's zero fare or fare free.
Yeah.
Three years after it was instituted, even though the buses say it. So
right on our group, front.
Our group has been going out to the county fair, to the Quilcene fair, to farmers markets and other opportunities to speak to the public and say, did you know transit was zero fare? And it's amazing how many people go, no, I had no idea. And
yeah,
and so that's what we're trying to do.
And last night when I went downtown to get something from Don's Pharmacy, of course, everybody was circling for parking because the concerts on the dock were going on. And, you know, everybody was scrounging for a parking space, just circling and circling and circling. And all I thought was, yeah, I guess if you parked over by the park and ride by the Safeway, you could just get on a bus and get downtown and get back and no problem. Yes. Easy peasy.
And the old,
on a trolley, in fact.
What's that?
Yes. On the trolley.
On the trolley, in fact. I don't know if, you know, maybe this is a good opportunity to talk about. We've got two exciting new buses. We always are getting new buses. One of them is the trolley that you see driving around Port Townsend on the number 11. Right. The other one, I don't know, I'll let you, I don't know, I don't want to take the headline away, Nicole, but can you talk about some of our new buses and maybe the Haines Street park and ride? Because I use it all the time, too, like at the Thing Festival. You know, on those days when there is a lot of congestion downtown, it's quite a relief.
Yes. Parking at the Haines Place Park and Ride, which is right near Safeway, it's a great way to alleviate some of the stress of trying to find a parking spot. Jefferson Transit works hard to make sure that we're making connections to fun events within the community. So, for an example, concerts on the dock, you could park at Haines Place Park and Ride, board one of our buses that are zero fare, and take the bus into downtown on our number 11 route. We run every half an hour, and we run through 8 p.m. So a great opportunity. We can get you there to the concerts, and we can get you back, you know, without the stress of parking. If you're riding on our number 11 route, on most days you will see our brand new trolley. This trolley was purchased several years ago. We took possession of it early this year, and we debuted it and put it into service. And I think it's a great addition for the downtown Victorian feel. So it really is a fun bus. It doesn't look like our others on the outside or on the inside. It's really a fun vehicle to ride in. So check that out. Secondly, our second newest addition to our fleet is our battery electric bus. Wow. Jefferson Transit is frantically working on getting our infrastructure up and running, and it should be done any day now. And then you will see our large battery electric bus, you know, roaming around the streets. We are doing some range testing on that vehicle, and we are developing a route where that vehicle will most likely be driven. It's new to our fleet. It's new to the whole team. We're figuring out, you know, how do we maintain this vehicle? How do we properly drive this vehicle to maximize the, you know, the battery length on it? So it's very exciting for us. So look for that shortly.
That's great. And can you talk about climate change has been a huge motivator as we redid our strategic plan and our transportation development plan. And there's we also added, I think, really under your leadership, Nicole, a no idle policy. Can you just talk real briefly about the reasons for that and what that means?
Correct. So we, again, we've been given clear direction by the board to look at zero emission vehicles. We incorporated or adopted idling reduction policy at our last June meeting. And really, that is a concerted effort by Jefferson Transit to reduce the amount of idle time on all of our vehicles. So our revenue vehicles, our buses, our dial-a-ride vehicles, but also our you know, vehicles that we use to drive between Haynes Place and Four Corners. That is really going to help with greenhouse gas emissions in the community. It's going to extend the life of our vehicles. But I think it really demonstrates to the community that we are, you know, we're a player in greenhouse gas emissions. You know, we're doing what we can to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. But also, I would love to just say that the best way to reduce emissions is to hop on the bus. Yeah. We're reducing barriers to doing that. So hop on the bus and you too can be helping the climate.
People can also park down at Four Corners, right, Nicole?
Yes. Yeah, so our Four Corners Park and Ride, great location. All of our out-of-town buses pull in and out of Four Corners, so you can catch any of our out-of-town buses here. We also have a great connection to the Larry Scott Trail. Mm-hmm. We have a bike barn, so we have lockers and places for you to store bikes. So yeah, we do have two park and rides that are 63 Four Corners location and the Haynes Place location.
It's also interesting to me that people made such a fuss online on places like Nextdoor when the trolley arrived. And they said, well, it's a diesel trolley. Why did they get a diesel trolley? And it's like, and you just indicated that that decision wasn't made this year when the thing arrived. It was made several years ago, right?
Correct.
Technology moves fast, right?
Yes.
I mean, even since we bought this battery electric bus, technology has progressed. So
right.
How much of a bleeding edge for a small agency to be on is really difficult to navigate. And I think Nicole and her team, you know, props to Jamie. I think Jamie's doing a great job in really navigating the bleeding edge of technology because it's, you know, you want them to work, right?
And sometimes
exactly. It doesn't.
Yeah. So, Jamie, tell us about the tag and how it sounds like it informs the advisory board a lot in terms of environmental issues with the buses.
Well, I would say along that line, having school board representatives provides more engagement with the next generation. Uh-huh. And those are the people who will be most directly affected by climate issues.
Right.
And all our challenges are related. Here in Port Townsend, we're talking a lot about housing density, and costs for housing density are highly influenced by how we manage parking. And of course, the old joke is that someone will drive around downtown for an hour to find a parking space and instead of taking the bus that will get you there in 5 minutes. So, you know, that's people. We're trying to help transit provide the public with a convenient way to cut back on both the expense of their transportation and to have an impact on their climate footprint, because it isn't just carbon. I mean, the tires on your cars contribute pollution as well.
Right.
And if you can get more people on the bus, that's fewer cars on the road, less congestion. We can build housing more densely. And transit needs to be engaged in those discussions at the very beginning of them, not brought in as an afterthought.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to do.
Well done. Keep up the good work. This is fantastic. I'm really glad you both are on the show with me and Greg, because there's things I've learned today about the Jefferson County transit that I didn't know.
Are you going to get on the bus?
I am, all right? Okay.
Get on the bus, Jeff. I mean, it's free.
I have mobility issues when I walk, and that's been a barrier to
problem.
Me. But and I am really close to downtown and close to the radio station where I live. So, yeah, it's just a 4-minute drive for me to get about anywhere, and if I can park. And I know sometimes I can't do that here at Mountain View Commons because of the farmer's market on Wednesday or the pool on some mornings. But yeah, now I'm going to be going to Fort Worden. So I guess I better check out what the bus route is that'll get me from my house near San Juan and Fort Worden.
The number 2.
Thank you.
All right. You're the right person in the room.
I have no excuses.
And if you have questions, Jim, you can, and to all the listeners, if you have questions about route planning, definitely give Jefferson Transit a call. We're more than happy to help you plan out how you can get from point A to point B and back.
What is the number for Jefferson County Transit?
360-385-3020.
385-3020. I could probably memorize that. Or I used to be able to memorize phone numbers before we had these things.
The thing can find it too.
Very the easily. Thing can find it too. I can just look it up. It's true. And is what's the Jefferson County Transit website?
www.jeffersontransit.com.
Easy peasy.
I've memorized it already.
We're about 2 minutes away from 1 o'clock. I'm trying to think if I should just start playing the beginning of a song about buses to get us out of here, because I have to switch over to a new show, a pre-recorded show of E.J. Wuz's Word Songs at 1 o'clock.
Great.
Thanks, Greg, for being here. Thank you, all three of you, for being patient with my Zoom mess. I can't say certain words on the air, and it's a good thing. But thanks so much for being here. Let's see if I can play this song. I'm going to play Magic Bus by The Who as we go out.
Thanks, Nicole. Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Debbie. You.
Nicole. Oh, boy, it's another one. This is unreal.
That's okay. No stress.
Okay, no stress is nothing but stress. I can. I think I'm just going to play this CD.
There you go.
There we go. Bye bye.
All right. Bye guys.
This is KPTZ in Port Townsend.
She thought I was alright, alright in the sort of a limited way for an off night. She said, "Don't I know you from the cinematographer's party?"